Trend number two, social media's growing pains. Millions of Americans use social media sites like Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter to keep other people informed about what they're doing from hour to hour, and even from minute to minute. But those sites have not been as punctual in updating people about changes in their own status. And a growing number of research reports are starting to reveal that, like a profile page of a perky female high school cheerleader that actually belongs to a balding middle-aged man, social media sites are not as popular or as attractive as they appear to be. For example, in March 2010, DailyFinance.com reported that the internal tracking system at MySpace was showing the number of active users on the social networking site to be way out of line with the 100 million users that MySpace likes to claim. Specifically, for the month ending in mid-February, MySpace had a mere 18 million individual visitors. And that wasn't a fluke. In the 30 days before that, the number of visitors was only 6% higher. News Corp, the parent of MySpace, admitted that the slowing advertising traffic on MySpace was going to cost the company $100 million. Part of the reason that MySpace is hurting is because many people moved over to Facebook. But Facebook has other problems that do not bode well for its future. According to Read Write Web, Facebook's population is rapidly aging. It started as a service for college students, but by 2008, the average user's age had already risen to 26. In early 2010, it's up to 33 and climbing. Those older users are not as attractive to advertisers. But according to InfoWorld, demography is not the most worrisome problem for Facebook. Much bigger threats come in the form of spam and scams. For example, a fake application recently appeared on the site that sent false messages to everyone on a user's page. Schemes like this, as well as countless instances of spam, are typically aimed at stealing users' identities. According to a report on CloudMark, Facebook users are also besieged by a great deal of dating spam, which attempts to lure people into fake relationships. There are also numerous fake profile pages aimed at identity theft, and some spam redirects users to toxic websites that host malware. The classic email spam come-ons, which lure people into giving out their banking information with promises of millions from foreign nations, have now begun to appear on Facebook. There are also banking scams offering too-good-to-be-true job opportunities. Competing social networks are even using Facebook to distribute spam. All of this, of course, is making people rethink how much of themselves they want to reveal on Facebook. Another problem plaguing social media sites is simply the growing perception that the internet contains hidden dangers of all sorts. Until recently, people from all walks of life have approached social media sites with a carefree attitude, often posting far more personal information than seems wise. But many were shocked to learn that Facebook, for example, had made it almost impossible to delete that information. After an outcry from users, the site did institute an easier-to-use function to delete a profile, but the site continues to stalk its former users with requests to join Facebook. In addition to these problems, businesses are reassessing the impact that social media is having or can have on their sales. New data are emerging that reveal that the reality simply isn't living up to the overhyped potential. For example, Knowledge Networks, an online research firm, recently reported that social sites have a negligible effect when it comes to making a sale. Specifically, less than 5% of social media users said that what they read on sites like Facebook will motivate them to make a purchase. And just 16% said that they are influenced by advertisements on those sites. According to the research, the two main factors that influence purchases are both old-fashioned: television advertising, and word of mouth. But on the other side of the equation, recent research by Harris Interactive revealed that social network users do pay attention to negative things that they read on those sites. And people on those sites do talk about their own negative experiences. In fact, 78% share their experiences when they have a bad online transaction, and some 74% said a negative comment will dissuade them from doing business with the company. Meanwhile, there has been a rash of articles asking if Twitter is faltering. For example, Nielsen's research reveals a 27% decline in Twitter traffic in October 2009 alone. And ironically, one of the problems bedeviling Twitter is its own success. According to web analyst HubSpot, on average, a Twitter user has 300 people following his tweets, while each user reports following some 170 others. Those numbers have climbed radically as the site has grown. In addition, each user is tweeting more, with the average number of posts up to 420. What this means for users is that the service is becoming unwieldy and burdensome. In addition, the company has simply grown faster than is manageable. Its user base went from 2.6 million in January 2009 to 17 million by the end of April, rising 131% in March of that year alone. Meanwhile, the company has yet to turn a profit. What should we expect from social media going forward? Consider the following five forecasts. First, we are in the midst of a social networking shakeout. A recent Wikipedia entry lists 150 social networking sites and states that the list is not exhaustive, but represents only the most popular ones. We seem to be at an inflection point where the bandwagon phenomenon is now behind us, and it may be analogous to the state of the dot-com boom and bust around 1999. If so, social networking as a business is about to experience a major reset. Watch what happens when and if Facebook goes public. It may be riding for a fall. Second, despite the coming shakeout, social media as a phenomenon is here to stay. It is simply too useful to disappear. Consider the impact that Twitter had on disseminating information after recent earthquakes in Haiti and Chile. So, like the dot-com meltdown, the shakeout, along with the growing popular sentiment against social networking sites that overstep their bounds, presents a great opportunity for the right entrepreneur. As a radical consolidation occurs near the end of the shakeout, it will likely turn out to be a winner-take-all game with one to three companies offering winning solutions that will dominate the entire market. This may come from a large existing firm like Microsoft or from a new entry that gets it just right. Remember that Friendster came before Facebook and Alta Vista came before Google. The winning entry may not even have emerged yet. Third, those who can figure out how to measure the impact of social media as a marketing tool reliably will win big. When social media came on the scene, businesses saw it as a golden opportunity to connect with customers. So far, these attempts have been fraught with problems, one of the biggest being that no one knows what impact the efforts are having. While the return on investment from search ads or email campaigns is being fairly well measured these days, no one has figured out ROI for social media. The company that comes forward with a solution to this problem will profit handsomely. Fourth, the next phase of social media will involve e-commerce. Facebook is leading the way at the moment with its system of credits and gifts. A recent agreement with PayPal allows users to purchase credits with which they can buy gifts such as music downloads to send to other users. This is just the first step in setting up an infrastructure for e-commerce through social networking sites. As this trend spreads, soon people who use social networks will be able to log on to other sites where they can make real-world purchases. The rich deposits of data that these people put on these sites can be mined by advertisers to match products and services with the appropriate customers. But perhaps even more important will be what users themselves post about what they have purchased. The trick will be for companies to execute this economic ecosystem without offending the users by being too intrusive. And fifth, watch for a social networking site to merge with a virtual world such as Second Life. There is no reason that Facebook, for example, has to be static. One of the existing social networking sites, or possibly a new entry, will soon realize that with ever-increasing bandwidth, it's possible to create the ultimate social network shopping environment. The look of the internet 5 to 10 years from now will be unrecognizable to those using it now.